So, hitting the streets all around the Northwest today are impeachment rallies. On the eve of tomorrow's possible vote in the U.S. House of Representatives, rallies are being held this afternoon in Seattle, Tacoma, and elsewhere across the region. Seattle's will be downtown from 5 to 7 p.m. Tacoma will be on Pacific Avenue. And then there will also be rallies in Edmonds, Linwood, Bothell, Redmond, West Seattle, and Renton. So people are going to march in the streets to demand the impeachment of Donald Trump. Now, there's only one teensy problem with this. Impeachment is lifting Trump to all-time high polling numbers. It's not just the impeachment. Stock market was up big again yesterday. This is the longest and biggest stock market rally in history. And now I'm looking at the Dow. Dow's up again today, 10 minutes before the market closes. NASDAQ's up even. NASDAQ's up about the same, I guess, but on a percentage basis. So the economy's going great. The impeachment is a complete scam. I mean, everybody recognizes that. And so CNN, of all places, came out with a brand new poll today. Trump head-to-head with every Democrat presidential candidate. I'm not just talking about in the swing states. I'm talking about nationwide. Trump is now ahead of every Democrat candidate in this brand new two polls, Suffolk and CNN. Biden does the best against Trump. Trump beats him by 3% nationally. He beats Bernie Sanders by 5 points, Elizabeth Warren by 8 points. This is CNN and USA Today Suffolk polls. Buttigieg, he beats by 10 points. And look, we're 11 months away from the presidential election. And polls now are worthless, except for a snapshot of how people are feeling today, you know, December 17th, 2019. The economy's going great. Nation's been safe. Impeachment's a complete, total, utter scam. And that's why this poll is, you know, maybe more significant than most that are taken 11 months out. Because this impeachment's killing Democrats. It's killing them. And, you know, yes, is it helping Trump? Yeah. But it's mostly the economy and national security that helps Trump. And things could go 180 degrees different in the next 11 months. I know that. I assume you know that. But just the idea that people here in the Puget Sound area, like that's going to make one lick of difference. And I don't understand. You know, it's not only the exercise in futility of these individuals who are walking in the streets. I mean, man, you got a lot of free time if you can go to an impeachment rally today. But what an exercise in futility for Congress. I mean, look at the streets of Seattle. I saw a video of a downtown Seattle restaurant where a guy's walking up the sidewalk, drops his pants, pardon my language, he takes a dump on the sidewalk right outside this restaurant's window, and they, you know, showed it on the news. And we got people laying in the mud, heroin addicts, and I'm thinking, hey, Pramila Jayapal, why don't you pay more attention to this city you're supposed to represent in Congress? But instead, all you can, you're like Bob Ferguson with your stalker, we got an impeach. All you can think about is this impeachment and Jayapal, you know, going on CNN and MSNBC every 2 seconds. Meanwhile, we got people taking a dump on the sidewalk in downtown Seattle. She doesn't do a thing about that. Nothing. There's a photograph of a Safeway in San Francisco of a guy doing the same thing, dropping his pants in the middle of the aisle of a Safeway and doing the same thing. And that's Nancy Pelosi's district. Why don't you guys focus a little more on real issues instead of this absolute phoniness that is killing your party and your presidential aspirations? Best 15 next.